food trucks. They're trucks with food. The idea of food trucks is one that seems popular in Sydney, but being shrouded in red tape keeps them from fulfilling their tasty potential. A New South Wales Labor proposal is putting forward some pretty common sense regulations which could see the food truck scene boom here in Sydney. Daniel Mocky is a member of the Legislative Council putting these ideas forward and joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Daniel. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch, and I'm well, and thank you for having me on your program.
Thanks so much for being a part of it. So tell us, what currently are the rules and sort of red tape that stands in the way of food trucks kind of realising their potential here in Sydney and New South Wales?
Well, Sydney has 40 authorised food truck operators who can ply their trade predominantly in the city of Sydney, which is geographically a very, very small part of the city. Melbourne has 100 food trucks, a much more thriving scene. And those trucks in Melbourne are able to sort of sell their wares throughout the entirety of the city, namely because of this one big difference between Sydney and Melbourne, which we want to fix. In Sydney, you have to be able to get approval council by council. In city, that means 40 different metropolitan councils have got to say yes for the city to have universal food truck coverage. And I think, one, that's pretty backwards looking. Two, it's not at all in accordance with what people want. And three, it could easily be fixed by having one model code of conduct for all councils to follow, something which can be done under the Local Government Act, which means that for a wannabe food truck operator or one of the existing 40, they're able to have a one-stop shop. Approval from one council equates to recognition from all councils, which means every part of the city can benefit from this incredibly interesting food scene.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Melbourne has a thriving food truck scene, and they're very popular overseas, of course, as well. So is that the difference between Sydney and Melbourne? Melbourne has a kind of one overall rule for food trucks, and that's why they're able to sort of be a big deal down there.
Yeah, well, that's a huge part of the difference. And I've got to say, I mean, Melbourne moved on this much quicker than Sydney did. This is one of those sort of things which has taken off really in the last few years. And it's one of those examples where I guess people's preferences and people's behaviour has gotten well and truly ahead of government regulation. Mm. And this is an area we've got to catch it up. I mean, I've got to tell you, my secret plan is, should I find myself no longer having the honour of being a parliamentarian, I'd love to be able to open up a food truck. I'm an amateur meat smoker myself.
A meat smoker?
I spent a lot of my weekend smoking meats. It's fantastic. I'd love to be able to do it and get the skills to do it on a much larger scale. But the problem is that I, like a lot of people who want to do this, you collide with this sort of mountains of regulation that actually duplicates approvals. And having to ask food operators, who are running small-scale operations, these are not massive restaurants, to go through 40 separate approval processes to be able to get universal access to the entirety of the city, I just think it's backward-looking. It's holding it back.
Yeah, that sounds a bit daft. So tell us about this code of conduct that you're introducing to the Legislation Committee. What exactly will be involved in it? What are the rules as part of the code of conduct?
Well, I mean, look, the good news is that we've had a lot of opportunity to learn about what's worked, what hasn't worked from the City of Sydney Council regulations. And the City of Sydney has introduced this a few years ago. It's a credit to the mayor, but it's also a credit to the parties like mine on council, people like Linda Scott, who were able to sort of use the inner city and use the City of Sydney as a bit of a laboratory to get these regulations right. We don't want to start this from scratch. We don't want to have to simply, ignore that experience. So our proposal is pretty straightforward. The regime that has been worked on a cross-party level, City of Sydney, which has been tested in practice with 40 different operators, has given rise to 40 different operators. We want to grab that council regulation. We want to and make that the basis of the model code. And that's good because, one, it gives people a very simple opportunity to find out what the actual rules are. Two, it means that the 40 operators who already have approval don't have to start from scratch, and we'd like nothing worse than the worst outcome would be to jeopardise their businesses. And the third aspect of it is that those regulations get the balance right between food truck operators and small business people as well. It gets the right sort of distance requirements because we don't want to also, we want this to add diversity to Sydney's food scene. We want this to be able to add choice to Sydney's food scene. We don't want sort of the practice where a truck just rocks up in front of a small business and parks all day and tries to take their business.
Yeah.
That balance has been struck quite well. We think that's the basis for us to be able to take this policy statewide. Some of the more forward-looking councils, places like Parramatta, places like Liverpool, have sort of said that if you have approval under the City of Sydney, you can trade in their boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty good sign, but I think most people think that the City of Sydney regulations are pretty good. And you'd expect that given all political parties have been working on them at the City of Sydney level now for nearly 5 years.
All right, well, we'll have to leave it there, but hopefully sometime in the future we'll see you with some nice smoked meat in a food truck somewhere. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER.
Thanks, Mitch.
That is Daniel Mockie, a member of the Legislative Council, talking about food trucks.